You know this music, even if you never saw the show. Of all the cop shows on all the channels in the world, Dragnet may be the most durable, or at least the most persistent. It was a radio play, then a TV drama, then a movie, then a television show again, then a really bad movie. Now network television is putting Dragnet's Detective Joe Friday back on the street. Ed O'Neill plays the detective this time. He's best known for playing the joyously disgusting everyman Al Bundy in Married with Children. In this program, he becomes the everyman cop, gently questioning a woman about her murdered business partner.
Sounds like he was a decent guy.
He was. He had that small town kid thing going for him. He liked to look at the stars and the sidewalk on Hollywood Boulevard. It was tacky, but he loved it.
See, that's our problem. Why would someone so nice and decent end up brutally killed?
I'm as mystified as you are.
Are you?
What do you mean?
I mean, sometimes we find ourselves in unexpected places. Things happen we don't plan on. I think that's what happened here. And I'm thinking maybe you know why.
Ed O'Neill in the new version of Dragnet. The executive producer of Dragnet is Waylon Green, who joins us now from Los Angeles. Welcome.
Hi, it's good to be here.
I've seen a couple of the early episodes of this, and what were you shooting for? I mean, there's a million crime shows. What niche were you trying to fill with this particular show?
What we wanted to do was, there really isn't a procedural police show set in L.A., and it's been a very hard thing to do because you don't have precincts here, and it's so diffuse, and cops work in pairs all over the place. And oddly enough, I mean, Dragnet had found a good formula for doing that half a century ago, and we thought it was a good way to do it.
The old Dragnet series, or one of them anyway, from the 1960s, began with an announcer saying, "The story you're about to see is true." I wonder if we can play here very briefly the way that your new series begins, a very slight change in wording.
The story you were about to see was inspired by actual events. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Fudging a little bit there?
Yes, well, it has become a more litigious world, as you know, over the last 50 years. And even to get that onto the front of the show was not easy because every corporation, the networks, the studios have batteries of people whose job is to protect them from, you know, even the slightest hint of lawsuits. So, unfortunately, that's the best we can do right now.
What drew you to the old show here? I mean, Dragnet has been around since the 1940s, first as a radio play, as we said.
I wasn't myself personally drawn towards redoing the old show, but I did. It is a great title. It's an iconic title, like James Bond or Superman or Batman or something. And, you know, it's a great theme, immediately recognizable. And the simplicity of the original show really lends itself very well to this type of storytelling, where really you're disguising a crime anthology by having two characters take you into the story every week. And all those things just kind of came together.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts. We don't use that, but yes, just the facts.
I would like to play a little clip from the old Dragnet, if I can. This is a little speech, if you will, by Jack Webb, who was the star of the show. He was Detective Joe Friday, and he was a major creative force behind that series as well.
All at once, you lost your first name. You're a cop, a flatfoot, a bull, a dick, John Law. You're the fuzz, the heat, you're poison, you're trouble, you're bad news. They call you everything, but never a policeman. But there's also this. There are over 5,000 men in this city who know that being a policeman is an endless, glamorous, thankless job that's got to be done. I know it, too, and I'm damn glad to be one of them.
Jack Webb from the old Dragnet from the 1960s. Did you watch a lot of reruns when you were preparing for this show?
Not really. We really thought, you know, we would reconceptualize the show, but we liked taking some elements from it. Since it was a very personal show originally, we decided, well, let's go very subjective with it this time and not just necessarily hear the opinions of Joe Friday about things, but actually hear what he thinks of things as they go along. So we took the voiceover and used it as inner monologue in some scenes where you break into the scene itself and you hear what his thoughts are while he's talking to somebody. The original show was pretty much a studio show. It was shot very quickly, and we decided to make L.A. a third character in this.
If you're going to build a show that's based in some way on real events in Los Angeles, I suppose you have no shortage of crimes to choose from.
No, unfortunately, we have no shortage of crimes to choose from. I mean, we have crimes that are very specific to Los Angeles. The gang violence in Los Angeles is like no other place.
Is this show going to get to some of those places you just mentioned? Will we see an episode about gang violence, for example?
Yes, we're going to do it all. I mean, Dick Wolf originally said, let's take any crime that happened in L.A. during the last 75 years and consider it fair game.
There are already so many cop shows on the air. When are we finally going to put out the one cop show that is one too many that nobody wants to see anymore?
Good question. And of course, we're hoping this is not, you know, not the one. I don't know. Aside from the reality that we have to hear on the news, which is disturbing and upsetting and leaves us confused, there's enough in the nature of drama itself that wraps it up one way or another. Even if it wraps it up to your dissatisfaction, it leaves you with a certain direction. And I think that's why people like these shows. But, you know, I could obviously be dead wrong.
We'll find out, I guess.
I hope. Yeah, we will. We'll find out.
Waylon Green is executive producer of the new Dragnet. And if you want, you can form your own opinion about the show. It's on ABC tonight.